Welcome to the show. In early January 2025, I released a presentation about what we might expect in terms of making America healthy again with RFK Jr. at the helm of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, known as HHS. I showed my audience how truly massive HHS is and discussed how challenging it would be to accomplish any significant policy changes. I also discussed the things Kennedy could do outside the constraints of the HHS's fortress defended by massive walls of federal statutes and regulations, as well as significant well-entrenched problems such as regulatory capture. As I'm recording this, we're just shy of the administration being in place 7 months, which means this administration is already roughly 15% into its 48-month term. I believe that's long enough to get a sense for where things are headed. As things stand today, I'm disappointed to say that in terms of the MAHA agenda, RFK Jr. is failing. Stay with me as I explain my reasoning and share what I believe should be done.
The Dr. Reality Vodcast with Dave Champion.
Let's start with this. I'm the author of Body Science, a groundbreaking book on human physiology that is making America healthy again, at least for those who read body science and apply what they discover. I share that to make the point that I'm not just some influencer taking a shot at RFK Jr. I am an expert at the science of making America healthy again. I'm also a student of government, law, and the regulatory landscape for more than 30 years. I am the author of Income Tax Shattering the Myths, which is the best-selling book in the country that reveals the startling truth about what is inarguably the nation's most complex area of law. The confluence of those areas of expertise uniquely qualify me to evaluate what's taking place within HHS and its constituent agencies such as the National Institutes of Health, FDA, and CDC. Before I jump into the details, I'm running a special on body science and income tax shattering the myths. I'll give you the details on that in a few minutes, so stay with me. Let me make a statement clearly at this point. Nothing would make me happier than to be here telling you that after 7 months, I see signs of impending success. But I don't. I'm going to share with you today the things RFK Jr. would say are wins or accomplishments in terms of MAHA, but I'm going to tell you the things RFK Jr. won't. Things that make a big difference. When I'm done with that, I'm going to share what I believe should be done, what can be done, that is not being done. So then, in 7 months, what's been done? Well, first, Big Food entered into a voluntary agreement to remove certain food dyes from their products. I think it's worth repeating that the dyes are not being removed by any regulatory changes, but by voluntary agreement. I believe that telegraphs how incredibly difficult RFK Jr. knew it would be to force Big Food to make even that modest change had he attempted it through the regulatory process. A wise person will ask what Big Food got in exchange for giving RFK a small win on food dyes that he could take before the American people. Because, I assure you, a quid pro quo for the companies was involved. That's just how things work in D.C. Also, because it's a voluntary action, the companies are free to change back when this administration leaves office. Oh, and did I mention that only some, not all, food manufacturers who use those certain food dyes were party to the agreement? In short, the food dye win was far more a PR stunt than anything substantive. The next accomplishment was in May 2025, when CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommended that every healthy person from 6 months old onward get a flu vaccine, provided that it didn't contain thimerosal. If you're unfamiliar with thimerosal, it's an ethylmercury-based vaccine preservative. The establishment says it's safe, while others, including RFK Jr., say it isn't. Two factors make the committee's recommendation essentially worthless. First, only one flu vaccine without thimerosal is available in the U.S. Second, What percentage of the American public who get flu shots even know about the committee's recommendation to avoid thimerosal? I'd guess the answer's pretty damn close to zero. As an anecdotal example, did you know about the committee's recommendation? Furthermore, people who get flu shots tend to be the kind of folks who believe whatever the establishment says. So if they do 30 seconds of research, they will find the establishment narrative is that thimerosal is completely safe, so they'll disregard the committee's guidance. In other words, the net effect of the committee's thimerosal guidance is essentially zero. Another supposed accomplishment in May 2025 was the FDA changing its previous recommendations concerning COVID-19 vaccination. The new guidance is that the general low-risk population should no longer get a jab. So far, so good, right? Well, sort of. The catch is that the new guidance applies only to Novavax's COVID-19 vaccine, which is a recombinant protein subunit product, not mRNA, and Moderna's mRNA COVID-19 product. Notable by its absence from the new guideline is Pfizer's COVID-19 mRNA product. In other words, the new guidance essentially picks financial winners and losers. Products by Novavax and Moderna are no longer recommended for the general public, while the guidance for Pfizer's mRNA jab remains unchanged. So the public should, according to the current recommendations, continue pounding Pfizer's poison into their bodies. Then, in a seemingly contradictory move, on July 10th, the FDA granted Moderna's mRNA product full approval to be used by people between the ages of 6 months and 11 years. A quick note before I continue. If you enjoy this kind of knowledge that you'll never get from any source other than this channel, please take a moment to subscribe and hit the like button so the algorithms show this content to more people. Also, for a limited time, you can get free shipping on any of my writings, including Body Science, as long as Income Tax Shattering the Myth is included in your order. Simply use the coupon code TARIFFS at checkout. I'll share more about that later. Let's get back to Pfizer. Why would Pfizer's mRNA product be absent from the new guidance? To answer that, perhaps it's best to consider that RFK Jr. has not released the massive trove of data HHS has on SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, and the mRNA injections. It appears President Trump has restricted RFK Jr. from releasing that massive data trove. I say that because Pfizer's CEO, Albert Bourla, had two private dinners with Trump after he was elected, but before he was sworn in. While Pfizer currently enjoys immunity from lawsuits that would allege harm from its mRNA products, if HHS released its data to the public and researchers were able to prove that Pfizer falsified its data, Pfizer could lose its immunity. I bring that up because Big Pharma is looking to roll out many more mRNA products in the future. Shouldn't the American people know the truth about the harm these products have already done to millions of Americans? I get that RFK Jr. had to commit to Trump that he would never release that data as a condition of being appointed to the head of HHS. But it's a huge disappointment that Pfizer has yet again been able to keep the government from releasing critical data to the American people. The Bourla-Trump connection also explains why the COVID-19 vaccine recommendation will result in a revenue loss for Novavax and Moderna, but not Pfizer. If you're thinking, hey, wait, Dave, you said you were going to start with MAHA wins, but these don't seem to be wins. Yeah, we're on the same sheet of music. You might now better understand why I said I haven't seen any signs of impending success. So now we're at the point where I'm going to share what I think should be done. The first thing RFK Jr. should be doing is using his position as a platform to speak the truth, even if to implement it would require years of work. Let me give you a couple of examples from my earlier RFK Jr. video.
But I also said we'd discuss things RFK Jr. can do, so let's get into that. The very first beneficial thing he can do after being sworn in is publicly state that the U.S. government's food pyramid is a fraud, existing to promote agricultural industry profits, not the health of the American people. That factual statement would set a fantastic tone from day one.
That didn't happen. Here's what I said RFK Jr. should have done within days of taking office.
As HHS Secretary, RFK Jr. has a megaphone. He can hold press conferences whenever it suits him to release the results of bold, hard-hitting studies. In the Dave Champion model of what RFK Jr. should do, the gloves come off. Those who lie to the American people about health science in order to promote the interests of trillion-dollar industries must be named publicly by HHS. RFK Jr. must use his office as a bully pulpit. Here's an example of how I would handle such matters if I was the HHS secretary. I would hold a press conference and make this statement. If everyone in America who is a type 2 diabetic began eating carnivore style tomorrow, there would not be a single type 2 diabetic left in America in 120 days. As I said, bold and hard-hitting. The establishment would immediately close ranks against that truth because big food, big med, and big pharma stand to lose trillions of dollars if the American people accept that truth. The Secretary's office should create and maintain a list of every medical professional, journalist, organization, and news outlet that says RFK Jr.'s claim is false. As soon as the story about his statement drops out of the news cycle, RFK Jr. should quietly launch a study with type 2 diabetics eating carnivore style for 120 days. Knowing the study results will be viciously attacked, the study will need to be planned and executed in such a way that its results cannot be effectively disputed. To ensure the results can't be disputed, this would be my model. The study would involve 500 participants. Each participant would have to be certified by his or her personal physician as being a type 2 diabetic. All participants would live for 4 months at an unused part of a military base, physically separated from the rest of the base. Each participant would be paid $4,000 a month, which would allow them to stay current on expenses such as mortgage or rent, vehicle payments, child support payments, etc., over the 4-month period. Each participant would agree to leave only in an emergency, and if they left, their compensation would end and they'd be dropped from the study. Their carnivore meals would be prepared by a food preparation staff. Participants would be free to eat as much as desired during each of the 4 meal periods per day. No other food would be available. Half the participants would be engaged in moderate daily resistance training and cardio, while the other half would not. A thorough blood panel would be done once a week. In terms of supplementation, vitamin D and salt would be the standard daily issue with minimum and maximum permissible levels for each. All participants would wear a blood glucose monitor 24/7, and the data would be uploaded to a central database in real time. Body weight would be taken each day before the first meal. Body compensation measurements would be taken once a week. The facility would offer a wide variety of activities to keep the participants entertained and informed during their stay. On the 121st day, all data collected from the participants over their 4-month stay would be presented to an independent panel of not less than 5 MDs. Those MDs will certify all the participants as no longer being type 2 diabetics. I say certify all participants as no longer being diabetics because I already know what the outcome will be. The point of the study is for the other 334 million Americans to learn about the dramatic outcome that took place in just 120 days. Once the study has been completed, RFK Jr. should hold a press conference at which he will share an outline of this study and let the assembled press know that not a single participant showed any signs of type 2 diabetes by the end of the study period. He should tell the reporters he's going to give them a complete study detail, but before he does, his staff has important information to share. At that point, an HHS spokesperson should read aloud the names of the journalists, news outlets, organizations, and commenters who said RFK Jr.'s statement about being able to end type 2 diabetes within 120 days was wrong, unscientific, and dangerous. At the conclusion of the list, the spokesperson should emphasize that the names just read aloud are people, companies, and organizations no American should ever trust concerning health matters because they publicly condemned as false something that was and is scientifically factual. The spokesperson should then tell the audience that the list of names is on HHS's website for all to see and give the URL. This is what I mean by taking the gloves off. Those who oppose scientific truth that will make Americans healthy should be called out publicly by the HHS secretary.
That didn't happen either. This week, responding to criticism from people like me, after the FDA approved mRNA products for various purposes, FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry said we need to be patient with them. What? All one need do to revoke every approval of the mRNA products is to take the data Pfizer and Moderna provided to the FDA in 2020 to get approval and compare it to what happened in the real world. The lion's share of the data that was submitted to the FDA back in 2020 was made-up fantasy bullshit because Pfizer and Moderna had been assured that a political decision had already been made to immediately grant emergency use authorization as long as Pfizer and Moderna structured the data so it could pass a lightning-fast, superficial review. Today, we know the data Pfizer and Moderna submitted to the FDA was inaccurate, incomplete crap. If McCarry were to assign a team of competent scientists to tear into the Pfizer and Moderna 2020 data with all the research that has occurred since that time, it would take just a few weeks to prove that the 2020 data was inaccurate and did not meet any credible scientific threshold. McCarry wouldn't even need to determine whether the data's inaccuracy was intentional. The fact that the data is inaccurate when compared to what the products actually do in the real world is enough to terminate the FDA's approval of those drugs. But McCarry isn't doing that. He's asking for your patience right after granting additional approvals to those mRNA products. With that less than stunning news, there is one positive change underway. McCarry recently said that the FDA will be reviewing the federal dietary guidelines regarding saturated fat. McCarry specifically mentioned Ansel Keys, who was the lying piece of shit who took a bribe from the sugar industry in the late 1950s and then proceeded to rig data to blame saturated fat for what carbohydrates, of which sugar is one, have done to the health of the American people. Keyes's false, corrupt narrative about saturated fat is embedded in the minds of so many Americans and remains an unshakable dogma in the medical industry. Hopefully, the FDA will follow through and remove the saturated fat consumption cap from the dietary guidelines. As a side note, in Body Science, I provide the details of how corrupt Ansel Keyes was and how he managed to take utterly worthless research and convince an entire nation to believe him, and in doing so, to decimate their own health. You may have noticed that the entire presentation has been about the federal government, and that's the failing of the entire national health discussion. There's this weird phenomenon in America in which everyone wants the government to solve their health issues. It's as if the public feels they can't change their health unless it's done within the context of a government health initiative or without a government official telling them it's okay to do that. I am well known for the statement, the government lies all the time, and lies even when the truth would serve it well. When we couple that with the fact that the health of the American people began its dramatic decline in 1980 when the U.S. government began telling Americans what to eat to be healthy, it's pretty clear that a huge part of America's health problem is the government. So what would happen if Americans stopped seeking health answers from a corrupt government and looked for real answers from honest people who will share with them how human physiology really operates, why America has become the most ill society in all of human history, and how to turn that around in just several months? You're looking at that person. Giving every single American the ability to discover the truth and get astoundingly healthy is why I wrote Body Science. I'm a huge advocate of personal liberty. I also believe that an indivisible part of personal liberty is personal responsibility. So, how can you act on that personal responsibility concerning your health? By reading Body Science. If you read Body Science, you will never again care what anyone says about nutritional physiology because you'll have all the tools to get and stay incredibly healthy and recognize when you're being bullshitted by the establishment. As we wrap up, I'd like to draw your attention to my book, Income Tax Shattering the Myth, which shows the American people the awesome truth that Congress has never imposed the income tax on ordinary, hardworking Americans like you. Let me ask you a question. How many words of income tax law have you read? I don't mean forms, publications, or something on a website. I mean actual tax law, which would be the statutes enacted by Congress or tax regulations promulgated by the Secretary of the Treasury. What about Treasury decisions? For 99.9% of you, the answer is that you've never read a word of tax law. In comparison to that, I've been reading income tax statutes, regs, and Treasury decisions for more than 3 decades. So, who do you think knows the truth about the income tax? People who've never read a word of it? Or someone who's been reading it for 3 decades? My point is that perhaps it is unwise to dismiss something as momentous as the reality that you don't owe income tax and never have, when the person sharing that with you is the national expert on the subject. In the absence of not reading the statutes, regs, or Treasury decisions, all you're left with is that you've been consuming the government's propaganda, its disinformation on the subject your entire life. And to be clear, the difference between the government's public propaganda and what the law says is the difference between day and night. What's the practical difference between knowing what the law says versus having your head filled with government propaganda? Well, let's compare. I haven't filed an income tax return or paid a penny of income tax in 32 years. How much did you get raped for last year? That's the difference, right there. I keep what's mine for one reason, because I know what the law says. On the other hand, you give your money to a rapacious, irresponsible and wasteful government because you don't know what the law says. Also, in case it didn't quite click for you, I just said on social media that I haven't filed an income tax return or paid a penny of income tax in 32 years. And I say it publicly every chance I get. I say it in my videos, podcasts, and when interviewed on shows across the country. Why do I say it? I say it because I have nothing to fear. Do you know why I have nothing to fear? Are you ready? Really ready? I have nothing to fear because I know what the law says. So, what do you think about reading a single book, thus knowing with 100% certainty that you don't owe income tax, and then when you're an informed citizen, decide what you want to do about it. Stay in the system or safely exit the scam. Let me help you with that by offering a special. On my website, drreality.news, drreality.news, any order that contains income tax shattering the myths gets free shipping. Just use the coupon code TARIFFS at checkout. I'm going to suggest you purchase the 4-pack containing income tax shattering the myths, the business guide to payroll withholding, the Business Handbook for Forms W-9, 1099, and U.S. Person, and Body Science. The best reason to get the 4-pack is the price is already deeply discounted from purchasing the 4 items individually. The second reason is that, in addition to it being deeply discounted, you get free shipping by using the code TARIFFS at checkout. Also, purchasing my writings helps me to continue to be here for you with these revealing and thought-provoking presentations. Thank you for sharing your time with me today. I hope you found the time well spent.